And finally today, this musical remembrance. Believe it or not, that's Bach, played through a Moog synthesizer. Its creator, Robert Moog, died yesterday. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this appreciation.
Robert Moog didn't set out to be a musical revolutionary. He wanted to be an engineer. From the age when most boys were playing with bikes and cap guns, Robert Moog wanted to fool around with electronics. His parents indulged his interest, and he and his dad, George, spent long hours in the family garage in Queens, New York, building electrical equipment. At 14, Robert developed his first electronic instrument. It was called a theremin. After high school, Moog went on to Columbia University and eventually earned a doctorate from Cornell. While he was still in grad school, Moog developed his first electrical synthesizer. The machine enabled musicians to create a spectrum of sounds, from distorted musical notes to sounds that were eerily human and sometimes reminiscent of animals. Sound changed all by turning a dial or sliding a lever. Although there were other synthesizers on the market when Moog built his first one, a subsequent model had an advantage the others didn't. The keyboard synthesizer's small size and portability allowed musicians to take the machine on the road for concerts as well as for studio work. Moog gave Fresh Air's Terry Gross a tour of the Mini Moog in a 2000 interview.
It has a keyboard. That's just one control device. The most important control devices are a panel full of 27 knobs, and there are what we call left-hand controllers, wheels on the left-hand side of the keyboard that we can also play in a live performance musical situation. What I'm doing is controlling the sound. It's as if I'm driving a car rather than pulling a wagon.
In the 60s, the Mini Moog did indeed go on the road with scores of rock groups, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Doors. The company Robert Moog had formed to meet the demand found itself with a backlist of orders. Everybody wanted to wrap their music in the electric blanket of Moog sound. Even some classical musicians got into the act. Walter Carlos, now Wendy Carlos, won a Grammy in 1968 for Switched On Bach. And remember this from disco diva Donna Summer? By the mid-70s, though, musicians began experimenting with other methods of augmenting their sound. As digital synthesizers became more popular and affordable, the Moog's popularity diminished, and eventually Moog's company went out of business. But Moog told Terry Gross, in recent years, the tide had begun to turn.
You know, fashions change, people's tastes are capricious, and now there is the emerging realization that, yes, these sounds are musically good, and yes, these instruments are fun to play.
As a whole new generation of musicians are discovering, such as the band Wilco, which used the Moog on its 1999 album, Summertime.
Baby, all I need is a shot in the arm. Baby, all I need is a shot in the arm. Baby, all I need is a shot in the arm.
That shot in the arm to the Moog's popularity may be key to carrying Robert Moog's life's work into the musical future. Robert Moog died yesterday at his home in Asheville, North Carolina. He was 71 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The ashtray says, you're up all night. When you went to bed.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.